A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "To what shall I compare this generation? It is like children who sit in marketplaces and call to one another, 'We played the flute for you, but you did not dance. We sang a dirge, but you did not mourn.' For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they said, 'He is possessed by a demon.' The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, 'Look, he is a glutton and a drunkard, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.' But wisdom is vindicated by her works."
The Gospel of the Lord. I remember after a few months when I came to the United States in 1980, and one of my cousins invited me to go to see the movie. And the name of that movie was Friday the 13th. And as you know, throughout the whole movie, it showed a lot of horrible acts of killing and scary moments, and telling the story of a group of teenager camp counselors who are murdered one by one by an unknown killer while attempting to reopen an abandoned summer camp. And after watching the movie, my cousin told me, "Remember, Tony, the first lesson that you should learn while being in America is, don't get out of the house on Friday the 13th. Don't ask for a date on Friday the 13th. And also don't go to summer camp on Friday the 13th. I smiled while listening to his superstition, but were curious about what all the superstition which American people believing will happen on the Friday the 13th. So later I found an article which has a very interesting explanation. It says, the Friday of the 13th means bad luck. The superstitions around Friday the 13th is thought to originate with the Last Supper attended by 13 people, Jesus Christ and the 12 disciples, on the night before his crucifixion by Roman soldier on Good Friday. The number 13 is therefore associated with Judas Iscariot, Christ's betrayer, and is regarded as imperfect number compared with the number 12, which represent the number of months in our year. So today is the Friday the 13th. I found very interesting to hear from our gospel. Jesus points out a special type of people who betray his teachings or commandment of love. They were the people who love to judge and label others out of their hypocrite behaviors. In today's gospel, we notice even with John the Baptist, a well-known prophet of Israel, was also a victim of that criticism for not eating and drinking. They label him as a person who had a demon. No wonder would a person who was not afraid of losing his reputation by eating and drinking with the tax collectors like Jesus, we would understand why they label him as a glutton and a drunkard. So speaking with his disciples in today's gospel, Jesus wanted to point out who were the people whom they would minister to. They were the people whom Jesus invited to listen to this good news, the good news of God's love, but they did not want to listen. Jesus played a joyful tune, but they did not dance, because their heart full of themselves, their egos, their individualisms, their own interests. There were nothing to please them beside themselves, beside their own selves. In other words, they were the people like their ancestors went to get with the prophets, the messengers of God, and was pleased with whatever they had. So in today's gospel, Jesus wants to tell us that only those who have love, they will be long in patience and slow with judgment. They will let the necessary time and space to grow and make their contributions. I asked Sister Liz Garcia, one of the members of our sabbatical group to share this with you. She described herself in relationship to the invitation of Jesus' joyful dance in her very spiritual words. And she writes, "I am but a step of the divine dance. Jesus gracefully leads me and incites the rhythm. Sometimes it's hard to lead me because my missteps. Nevertheless, he doesn't let go. Instead, he patiently grips my hand and gently glides my step to their rightful rhythm." So my brothers and sisters, the message of the second week of Advent reminds us Christ coming to our world to bring peace. And in order to have peace, we have to learn how to live in harmony and respect, not in judging and labeling one another. May the grace of God always give us the great insight to follow the good news of God's love, and may His love dwell in our hearts so that we can be the instrument of peace in our daily life.